Shalom. The topic of our lesson today is the protection of privacy. I've chosen this topic because I think that it symbolized the contribution of the Jewish sources to the modern society. What is the meaning of privacy? This is the right of a person to live his life without interference of others that he doesn't wish that they shall know about his life, about his secrets, about the question how he behaves at home. Only those details that he prefers that others will know will be known, but not other details. This right in the world is quite a new right. In 100 years ago, it was not known as a legal right in the United States, for example. Only 100 years ago, two lawyers wrote an article demanding that the privacy will be protected by law. Those lawyers were Warren and Brandeis, who wrote an article in the Harvard Law Review demanding to declare the right of privacy as one of the rights that should be protected by law, not only by moral behavior, but also by the means of law. Now, in the Jewish sources, this right was protected in early days. Already with the sources to this right in the Bible and afterwards in the Mishnah and Talmud and of course afterwards in the books of the codificators as Maimonides and the Shulchan Aruch. Many response deals with this right. When the bill for this law was presented to the Knesset here in Israel, the Minister of Justice emphasized that it is based upon Jewish sources, not as in the world that it was known only in later days. Our sources emphasized this right because Jewish sources expressed the view that the person is on not only blood and flesh, but also it contains from spirit, and we have to protect his spiritual values not less than to protect his tangible assets as the body and other values. Not only things that you may touch in your hands should be under protection of the law, but also values. This is the most important point when we deal with privacy. For example, a trespass is well known in the law. If somebody enters to another's house without permission, but what about he who is standing from afar and looking on those premises, or makes photographs of things that are done in others' homes? It is allowed or not? If I reveal secrets of another, it is allowed or not? Now, aside of the right itself, it's very important to emphasize that there are some limitations to these secrets, to this right of privacy. What might be those limitations? In which circumstances it would be allowed to reveal secrets for the benefit of a person or for the benefit of the society? Those are in large the main problems of the right of the privacy. In the United States, it is known the Fourth Amendment that deals with some aspects of this right, as well as the international agreements between nations that emphasize the right of privacy, but this is already modern laws that deals with this right. Now, according to the Jewish sources, not to reveal secrets is very important, and it is emphasized already in the book of Mishlei in the Bible, emphasizing that to reveal secrets, it's very severe, as equal to lashon hara, to rechilut, to tell somebody something bad on other persons. Later, it is said in the Mishnah that to reveal secrets, it's forbidden. For example, in a court's procedure, if one of the judges decided on behalf or against the plaintiff, he is not allowed to reveal if he was on behalf or against. It is not done to tell those details from the courtroom. There is in the Talmud a story that tells us about one scholar that revealed the secret that about something that was spoken in Beit HaMidrash, in the academy. It seems that it was a secret not to reveal, and he revealed it after 22 years. The Talmud, that was written about 1,500 years ago, tells us that he was removed from the academy, and it was proclaimed in public that he was moved from the academy because he revealed secrets. Later, after the period of the Talmud, several hundred years later, it was emphasized by one of the scholars in his responsum when he was asked about a member of a city council that revealed secrets. He revealed things that were not for the public, and he did it after a long time. And this scholar said that, as well as we see that we find in the writings of Rif and Rambam, the Alfasi and the Maimonides, that are bringing the story from the Talmud about the pupil that revealed secrets and was removed from the academy, it seems that they understood that it is not only a story or only stories that we may infer from here only moral value, but it is a legal value. It has a legal value. So he decided that this person is disqualified from serving as a public servant, as a member of the city council. Here we see how the scholars, the Jewish scholars, understood this right of revealing secrets very severe, and gave to those who didn't behave as they should behave, they disqualified them from serving the public. Now, later on, we know that after the period of the Talmud, we find that secrets that were written in letters about this phenomena, it was done by one of our very famous scholars, Rabbeinu Gershom. In Hebrew we call it Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGola, the light of the diaspora, This Rabbi Nagarshon, who lived 1,000 years ago, decided that he who opens a letter without permission of the writer would be under ban. The meaning of ban is that nobody is allowed to deal with him. He will not be counted a member in the synagogue. He will not. Nobody will have something to do with him. It is as a civil death. It is as if he is not one of the congregation. Such a severe punishment was put by Rabbeinu Gershom upon he who reveals secrets by opening letters without permission. The name of this ban is Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, and it was a usage in the Jewish communities that people used to write upon the envelope of the letter Becherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. It means, you should know, it is an announcement to everybody to let him know that to tell him that if you shall open this letter, you shall be under a ban. Here we also see how severe our scholars understood the right of privacy, the right of not revealing secrets as deserve legal meaning, and deserve also penalty if somebody did not in accordance with those values. Now, what are the limitations to those values? When it should be allowed or permitted, or sometimes more than allowed, that you should reveal secrets? Are such occasions that we have to take in account that, for example, let we say if I know that somebody plans to kill somebody, am I entitled to listen to his conversation, to listen to his telephone calls, or to open letters, or to reveal secrets in other ways? There is a Mishnah in Tractate Sanhedrin, Mishnah that was written about 2,000 years ago. This Mishnah deals with somebody that wishes to incite his friend, to work idol worship, Avodah Zarah. In this case, the Mishnah says that evidence should be, or people that might bring evidence to the court might hide, should be hidden behind a fence, and to listen to what he desired to do, and then if he was said to be incited, he said to this person, tell me again, what do you intend to do? And he said, let's work idol worship, let's do it. And then those two witnesses are jumping from behind the fence, and they are bringing him to court, and he will be punished according to the law. Here, the right of privacy was not protected, because this person is not entitled to this protection, because he planned to do transgressions, and to prevent those transgressions, such severe transgressions, we are not only allowed, but we should do our best to reveal the secrets and to bring this transgressor to the court and to pay his punishment.